Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
G'day and welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. The New South Wales Liberal Party selection of the new Premier has raised eyebrows this past week after some troubling comments he made about gay people resurfaced. Mike Baird, the former Treasurer, who's replaced marriage equality supporter Barry O'Farrell in the state's top job, said in a 2012 interview that he agreed with the ban on gay marriage, which he says does not degrade those who choose to live a homosexual lifestyle. At his first press conference as Premier, Baird wouldn't say if he still thinks being gay is a lifestyle choice.
Listen, that's not something that I expected at this press conference. Listen, that's not something I'm going to get into here.
Labor's outgoing Senator Louise Pratt has conceded defeat in the West Australian Senate do-over. After weeks of biting her tongue, Senator Pratt got stuck into the man many are blaming for Labor's worst upper house result in more than a century.
It is increasingly clear that the ALP will not hold its second Senate seat here in Western Australia. It is a blow to progressive voters that I would be replaced in the Senate by someone who I have known for many years to be deeply homophobic.
Ms Pratt joined calls for ALP reform, saying the overwhelming majority of retail workers support their gay workmates.
Joe Bullock, as their union leader, clearly does not. Far from my views on these issues being fringe, as he has claimed, it is Joe Bullock and other members of the SDA leadership who are on the fringe of mainstream views.
Beyond Blue's latest campaign sees two transgender men tell their stories about how they've managed to overcome feelings of depression and anxiety.
So I was born biologically female and I felt my soul and my brain was male.
That's Kurt, one of the trans men featured in the campaign.
I think as soon as I knew that this was the path I needed to take, I started feeling more hopeful about life.
Beyond Blue says trans men are 60% more likely to experience psychological distress, and CEO Kate Carnell hopes the stories will raise public understanding of issues associated with being gender non-conforming.
A Victorian court has found a church discriminated against a suicide prevention group for young gays when it refused to take a booking at one of its youth camps. On Wednesday, the Victorian Court of Appeals dismissed an appeal by the Christian Youth Camp against a VCAT finding that it had breached the Equal Opportunity Act. Christian youth camps organised by the Christian Brethren had refused to take a booking from the Cobourg Community Health Services Way Out project in 2007. The Age reports Way Out took legal action claiming discrimination exemptions did not apply when a religious group operated as a commercial entity.
American cable TV channel Logo has pulled an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race after it was criticised as being transphobic. With more, here's QNN reporter Alastair Kingston.
Logo says it's removed the episode of the popular drag reality show from all its digital platforms after complaints about a segment in which contestants were asked to guess from a photo if someone was a biological or psychological woman. In a statement to Huffington Post, Logo said it's also pulled a regular intro to the show, which tells contestants they have she-male. It's thanked the community for sharing its concern and apologised, saying it did not intend to cause any offence. For QNN, this is Alistair Kingston.
And Brian Singer, the director behind numerous sci-fi blockbusters, including the X-Men franchise, has been hit with allegations he sexually abused a teenager in the late 1990s. Michael Egan was 17 at the time. He was allegedly drugged and sexually assaulted in Hawaii and California in 1998 and 99. According to a detailed civil suit filed just weeks before the premiere of the latest X-Men film.
It's now time to check out the latest action happening in QNN Sport. Here is Tanya Lewis.
A t-shirt company has created a product line for the World Cup in Brazil featuring anti-gay language towards some of the world's best soccer players. A few famous footballers have been referred to as losers or gay on the shirts, but designer Sergio Camalakian says he isn't homophobic and that his products are not offensive. Trans groups will be meeting with major Australian sporting bodies soon after the launch of a national anti-homophobia initiative last week. The major leagues will consult with trans groups and discuss policies that will protect such players, as with the current inclusion initiative for gays and lesbians. So far, only the AFL has a current vilification policy that includes trans people. And openly gay snowboarder Belle Brokhof has revealed that she secretly protested Russia's anti-gay propaganda law during the Winter Olympics. The Aussie has revealed to the Star Observer that she posted rainbow stickers all over Sochi, mainly on police cars and vending machines. Brokhof says she was careful not to get caught, fearing the severe wrath of Russian police.
Thanks, Tanya. Staying with sports now, and the AFL has sponsored the first ever gay pride game, which is to be held next month at openly gay footballer Jason Ball's club. Senior executives from the AFL will be at the club for a pre-game luncheon, showing their support for the match. Jason Ball, who's been pushing for the AFL to host a gay pride round at the elite level, says the game wasn't actually his idea.
The thing with the Pride Cup is that this announcement and the idea actually came from the coach of my club. It wasn't something that I pushed for, which to me is extraordinary, and it shows how much attitudes in my local community of Yarra Glen have shifted over the 3 years since I started my campaign.
And that's it for QNN for another week. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. Share your thoughts and stay up to date with us throughout the week on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.